CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. It's Sunday the 17th of January 2021. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB publishes EMF calculator, new All-Star Gateway in North Lancashire, enter construction competitions. As agreed with Ofcom last month, the RSGB's EMC committee has published its EMF calculator, which incorporates the Ofcom calculator but adds a front end specifically for radio amateurs. It's currently an evaluation version, so the EMCC welcomes feedback to help it move forward to a final one. You can download the calculator from the EMF page on the RSGB website. Recently, the MB7IMB repeater came on the air in North Lancashire. It's a simplex all-star gateway on 145.2375 megs narrow FM with a CTCSS access tone of 110.9 Hz. The Northwest All-Star Group has been formed, linking All-Star nodes and repeaters throughout the northwest of England. The group is encouraging use of the repeater. All that's needed is a standard 2-metre FM transceiver with CTCSS capabilities. If you have a node or gateway, they welcome links to the system. The group has a Facebook page where you can find out more. Have you entered the RSGB's Get on the Air to Care construction competition? The deadline's the 1st of February. Your project can be hardware, software or a system and may be based on a kit. If you made something during the autumn lockdowns, over the holiday season or are in the middle of something during the current restrictions, you could win £100 if you enter the competition. Send a short description of your project to gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk and include a few photographs, a video if possible, and any related circuit diagrams. Whether you've just got your licence or you've been a radio amateur for years, you're encouraged to take part. If you enter the competition, you can also resubmit the same project to the 2021 RSGB Annual Construction Competition. Very low frequency enthusiast Joe, VO1NA, reports that Stefan, DK7FC, copied his 50-character EBNAUT message transmitted from Newfoundland on 8.271 kHz with a radiated power of 10 milliwatts. We believe this is a new record for amateur transatlantic VLF. Joe's tower supports VLF rotated L, which is a 10-metre average height and 100 metres long. The RSGB is delighted that 4,000 people have taken amateur radio exams via remote invigilation. This number covers exams at all three licence levels. We know that all radio amateurs will be encouraging as people progress and enjoy the diversity of amateur radio. Could you be the RSGB's next president? Do you have time and skills to serve on the Society's Board of Directors? We're into the final weeks of the nominations process for the RSGB elections, which start at 23:59 UTC on the 31st of January. In addition to these two roles, there are three regional representative vacancies in Regions 2, 6 and 12. Each post holder has indicated their willingness to stand for election, but applications are also welcome from all RSGB members living in these particular regions. For more information, visit rsgb.org/election. The results will be announced at the RSGB's online AGM on Saturday, the 24th of April. The Dayton Hamvention will not take place for a second year, sponsored by Dayton Amateur Radio Association. It was set to take place between the 21st and 23rd of May in Ohio. The committee said the show would return in 2022 and hinted at a QSO party for Hamvention weekend. The 80-metre RSGB National Radio Centre NetNet continues to run each weekday at 10:30 a.m. on 3.727 MHz. The NRC volunteers have run 260 of these nets since March last year, supporting radio amateurs. They're keen for people to call in during the current lockdown. Get on the air to have a chat. They'd love to hear from you. South Dublin Radio Club hosted Michael O'Connor from the I-87 Astroshot Observatory to the club's first online live lecture of 2021 via Zoom. The lecture is called Amateur Radio. The lecture, I beg your pardon, is titled Amateur Observations of Meteors and is now available to view on the club's YouTube channel. Michael's presentation covers meteors, meteor-related radio phenomena, and how radio techniques are used by amateurs to detect and track meteors. Now for special event news, Hull and District Amateur Radio Society is celebrating its 100 years of amateur radio clubs in the Hull area with a year-long special event call sign GB1OOH. The station will operate most days throughout 2021 on bands ranging from 160 metres to 70 sems and using different modes. Further details about the station and QSL options can be found on qrz.com. During 2021, the British Railways ARS will be celebrating its 55th anniversary. They'll be running the special event called GB0LMR, operated by BRARS member Mark, G1PIE, from Preston in Lancashire. Bands of operation will be 40 to 10 metres, using PSK31, PSK63 and SSB, plus VHF, UHF. Further information on qrz.com and www.brars.info. Now the DX News, 4L1PJ is the call sign issued to Peter for L/G4ENL. He expects to operate SSB on various HF bands on the next few years whilst on work assignment to Svaneti in Georgia, QSL via N4GNR. Bo, OZ1DJJ, will be active in his spare time as OX3LX from Tasiilaq Island, IOTA reference NA151, until the 30th of January. QSL via logbook of the World Club logs OQRS or direct to OZ0J. Gary 2M1DHG is active as JC4GR from the Sovereign Base area of Decalia for the next 2.5 years. He operates SSB and digital modes on the 40, 20 and 10 metre bands, typically between 1700 and 1900 UTC a few nights of the week. QSL via EB70X. Contest news, please remember to check before the contest for any new rules and lockdown, social distancing and so on. And the RSGB strongly advises you to obey your national and local government's advice. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday is the all mode 70 megs UK activity contest running between 2000 and 2230 UTC, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend is the Bartag Ritty Sprint running from 1200 UTC on the 23rd to 1200 UTC on the 24th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange is simply the serial number. UKEI Contest Club DXCW contest starts 1200 UTC on the 23rd, runs for 24 hours. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange is signal report and district code. Don't forget the UK 6 meter group, a winter marathon running until the end of the month. Just exchange a signal report and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. Well, no one predicted last week's geomagnetic disturbance. In case you missed it, the KP index rose to 4 on Monday the 11th of January. This was caused by the arrival of an interplanetary shockwave from a coronal mass ejection on the Sun, which occurred on Thursday the 7th. NOAA had been predicting a settled Sun, which shows just how unpredictable our nearest star can be. CME's effects on the ionosphere were quite startling. The Chilton Digison data, as plotted at PropQuest, shows that the predicted MUF over a 3,000-kilometre path dropped to below 14 megs by 1530 UTC, although it did recover to more than 18 megs within an hour. That night there were widespread reports of visible aurora, but the ionosphere had recovered by Tuesday afternoon, with the KP index back to 1 by 1500 UTC. Other than that, elements of ionospheric excitement, there's been little to report, with the super with the solar flux index down as low as 72 by Thursday the 14th with zero sunspots. The only other noteworthy event has been widespread winter sporadic E, which saw 12, 10 and 6 metres become wide open to Europe this week. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the mid to high 70s. The stereo spacecraft shows a coronal hole is about to rotate into view around the sun's eastern limb. The high-speed solar wind from this and other polar coronal holes may cause the KP index to rise to 4 by Sunday the 17th, and we may not see recovery back down to 2 until the 21st, so it looks as though the latter half of the week may be the best for DX on HF. Now for VHF and up, the current unsettled spell of weather should have taken a brief pause by Friday, but may have returned this weekend with an active front crossing the country, followed by a transient ridge in the second half of the weekend. These ridges are rarely good for widespread tropo, and the unsettled regime returns for the bulk of the coming week. Strangely enough, you can find temporary enhancements of tropo conditions parallel to and just ahead of approaching weather fronts. It's marginal, but it can make a difference to scores in the VHF-UHF UK activity contests, but gigahertz band rain scatter is probably more reliable mode for the next week. The unsettled story also implies some strong jet stream activity, so it's still worth a look at the usual sporadic E bands on 10 and 6 for one more week, although this is probably our last chance before the mode returns in force in April. Moon declination turns positive again on Tuesday, so we'll have increasing moon window and peak moon elevations this week. Apogee on Thursday, though, with path losses will be high. This trend of high declination and path loss only starts to reverse from May 2022, so get used to it. 144 MHz sky noise is low. There are no significant meteor showers this week, so continue to check pre-dawn for the best random meteor contacts. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.